Blog Talk Radio. The cards are relying on me. Shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. Give him the victory. Again and again, again and again. Give him the victory. Oh, the conquering lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion.
Discussing esoteric knowledge, I come to one conclusion, Brother Drew. My studies is over with one word. One word proves everything. You don't have to go and wonder about anything that has been told to us. All the deceptive intelligence that we have received from our oppressor, Magog, I call him just who he is. We call him the white man. Everything that he has told us has been a lie. And we didn't believe the lie, but we became content with the lie that he had told us. And content is a compound word. Tent means house. Con means somebody done bullshitted. But we have been content before he said about us. Two-thirds. Here being one-third of us, well, we was only one-third human beings, and he put it in his goddamn constitution. And so we've been content ever since he's done that, and it's still in there. But when we deal with one word called melon, M-E-L-A-N-I-N, melon, and it ain't no damn watermelon. I had two deacons at my church. I had this, was asking some young men Sunday about, did they know what melon is? And they didn't know what melon was. And these two deacons said, oh, meatball, everybody know that's watermelon. We call watermelon melon. And then that prompted a survey for me, so I just started asking people, do you know what melon is? They couldn't answer. So evidently in the black community, Christian community, I'm gonna put a label on this shit, Christian community, they don't know a damn thing about melon. Because I know for a damn fact that your Hebrew Israelites, the 5%ers, the third eye, the Nation of Islam, any of these, Benjamin, Melchizedek, all of these people, Marcus Garvey, Pan-African, any other black organization, the Black Panthers, the oldest black organization in the world is the Black Panthers. That name dates all the way back to Nimrod. Black Panther. It was his mama's security guard was called a Black Panther. So that ain't no new name. That's an old name that's been around for as long as civilization in the East was the Black Panther. That word was around. But I find it so interesting that if you are a Christian, you don't know what melon is. And anybody that's listening to us and in our classes, you are not a student. You are a teacher. I tell anybody that comes to my class or listens to me lecture, you ain't no student. You are a teacher. Can't nobody, instructor, can't nobody teach you anything. You can only teach yourself. So you ain't nobody's teacher. You are a hell of an instructor if you can follow instruction. And it took me this long, Brother Drew, this many years. If I'd have read this book when I got this book from Sister Shahada, maybe I would have come in this, or maybe I wouldn't have understood it in complete knowledge, because as you travel, you gain knowledge and you can come into completion of knowledge. But what is so fantastic about this word melon is what it is and what it deals with. And when we understand this, then we can see no white people has melon. What makes you a colored person is melon, and you got different degrees of melon in your color of your skin. The blacker you are, the more melon you got. And it's very important that you do a research for yourself. I just want to open your eyes up to esoteric knowledge, and I know we have, if you're listening to me, most of the people that listen to me, they are good students, and they'll go look up and researches and stuff. And I have a hit team on my in the work study that we do. But when we go into this one word, what is melon? So let's first define what melon is. Melon is a chemical element that's in your body that is produced by different glands. This melon is made up of molecules, and this is very important because throughout our lives we live as black humans, and the only way you can be a human being, and that's the person you had to produce, your body had to produce this melon, and your blood type was O positive or O negative, not A or B, if you're a human being. So all of this bunk that they've been telling us about, we were the Neanderthal. Well, the real ape man, we finna make him stand up. We're going to know who the real ape man is just by this one word, melon, because you only have melon. What makes you different from this Aryan nation of people, and the word Aryan means a person or anything that don't belong, meaning he's artificial, meaning that he's what my grandfather said, a freak of nature, which is a mutation. A mutation is a change from within a gene or a chromosome that appears like it's in tone, but this chain isn't. And he's a hybrid, which is the offspring of two different races, meaning that he was once a colored person, which was a human being, but he was crossbreeded with the Anunnakis, and he lost the pigmentation of his skin. That is why our creator, our father, separated us so we can understand which way is the ways of Yah and which ways is the ways of the Anunnakis, this white race of people that invaded Earth 5,000, 50,000 years ago. And when they crossbreeded with the children of Japheth, then it is written by the Jews of the East, and they brought this, they traveled from the East to the West with this story. Your butt's in the Western Hemisphere now, over in Hayah's country. You brought this damn knowledge over here when you travel as traveling men, as Masons, because you travel from the East to the West over here, bringing us gods over here and your knowledge. And now in 2014, your ass is busted, because it clearly tells you in your Bible it become a time that nothing would be hid. And I was talking to a classmate of mine, because we're having class reunion next week, and I told Lord George that Drew is mighty damn funny that we graduated from Ralph Bunch Colored High School, where colored folks taught us, and we was called you people, meaning that we wasn't taught by we the people, and all our books were second-handed books. And Lord George brought about memories of how we used to get jobs in the summertime and have to go to the white school and get their books and sand the books off and all that. Lord was telling how we had to do it. We started remembering of how we had to take the typewriters and make typewriters to get knowledge. Well, we gained knowledge through this, and now we understand that the knowledge that we've gained, we can bust you in a lie, because we are able to think on our own, 5% of us. And this is what the study is all about, because you got two knowledges, esoteric and exoteric knowledge. And when we deal with melon, melon has a chemical and physical in all person, the traits of you. The odor a melon is a pleasant smell, which is important in sexual attraction. This odor may be attracted to the highly aroma perfume traits, amine of nitrogen, function groups, and sulfur of elements metal contained within its structure. So you see that when you deal with melon, we're going to break down melon. What is melon? Melon is the first law of nature, which we talked about, the first law of nature, which is motion. Motion, what is motion? The first law of nature starts with an atom, and there are only four kinds of atoms. So we got to first find out what melon, we finna find out what melon is first. And if melon is a molecule, what the hell is a molecule? What are we dealing with? What kind of science is we dealing with? We're dealing with hermetic geometrical science. And so this is how we, when I broke this down, I'm going to tell you how I broke it down. This is when I came into the knowledge that I see that where it, we as a colored race of people should automatically understand this white boy now. We ain't mad at him. We just know who he is. He ain't who he say he is. And where he come from, the Jews told a story on him. And this story is out here now, and it's a must-do activity that we understand this. So when we deal with hermetic geometrical, we know that the earth, the air, the fire, and water, these are the four elements. And we break it down into physics, then it would be carbon, nitrogen, oxygen, and hydrogen. These are the bases from which the so-called elements of chemistry is formed. The molecule is simply a structure formed of the combination of these four atoms. So you're dealing with a molecule. This melon, this is the beginning of what? Life. This is your beginning of life. And this element is so important that this element be in tune with nature, that what makes you the great black man when you get here. Once upon a time, until we got genocided by this white boy. If you can understand how our forefathers were so great and had these great minds, it was because they was in tune with nature. And if you're in tune with nature, you first have to get in tune, you be in tune with your melon. If you understand what I hope I ain't talking over nobody's head or anything. See, because let's see how atom change. It has to be vibration, which is the first law of nature. And this vibration, through this vibration of this atom, when it becomes a physical atom, and then it turns to a mental atom, and then it starts vibrating, and then it gets rhythm. And this atom, by reason, becomes inorganic and organic matter, and then it becomes nature. And when it becomes part of nature, then it comes into existence. And then when it comes into existence, and it comes into existence as a being, B-E-I-N-G, that is one that comes into existence through nature, meaning this first law of nature. And that's how all of us got here. If you break down the process of creation within you, when this sperm and these and semen mix together and it start doing this thing, it goes through all of these changes. That if you break it down, then you can see all of this. And when this atom starts gets this rhythm and it starts vibrating, then it becomes the ultimate physical atom, and then it becomes the genie of the atom, but the atom starts with the sex form of atom. So some sex had to be involved before this atom can become a being, if you understand what I'm saying. And all of this is done with this chemical chain called melanin. And this is where I find so amazing. And white people don't produce this. And we can ask ourselves a question. Why is melon black? Melon is black simply because it is chemical structure will not allow any type of energy to escape once that energy has come into contact with its structure. That means your body. A number of steps may be taken within the melanin structure to accomplish the task of becoming totally efficient towards capturing energy. When these steps are complete, no energy is reflected away from the surface of the melanin structure. The human eye sees the color of an object as light reflection from the surface of that object. If no light of energy is reflection, then the object will appear to the eye to be black in color. Do you understand? I hope this ain't too deep for you. If it is, get the book and read on melanin if you're not understanding what I'm saying, because we're dealing with energy. We're dealing with something that we have talked about. We talked about electromagnetic energy. We talked about the energy of your chakras, the electrical part of your body, but we only did one or two lessons on it. But this here is about as high as you can go into that form of combining all of these lectures and all of this knowledge together when we are breaking down melon of a how being come into existence through this melon. This is what makes you so great. This is what makes you have, if you in tune and in right frame of mind, I would say, you will have all of your senses. And see, the sense of clairvoyance, the sense of telepathy, intuition, and psychomatic, we don't possess this no more. And it was high in the female. The female, supposed, most of the females now can got intuition and real good. I see this trait in a lot of females. They can see things before it happens, especially the old females that I came around, was around. They had telepathic, they could see things that they would talk about it. But you don't see that no more. You had this. This ain't no hoodoo or voodoo or all that bullshit that white folks done made out to be when a person had this type of energy that flowed through his body, through his right process, dietary laws. You only get these skills and these senses with the right dietary laws. And once upon a time, we had people that had these right dietary laws. So when you have these right dietary laws, you get this. I don't care. See, we had to understand this word black. When we understand this word black, you would understand that as far as that bald head white boy went into space, he didn't find nothing but darkness. He didn't find nothing up there. He went as far as he could. He found darkness. It was nothing but blackness over there, meaning that blackness is the beginning of life. Life form is started in darkness. It has to be. The second law of nature has to be the law of opposite, meaning everything has to be in a dualist system. Black becomes light. When that happened, when darkness become light, then you had to understand darkness color is black, light color is white. You in into light, you can see. It's just like the illusion of the sky is blue. The sky is not blue. The sky is black. When the sun shines on the trees that's down here, it gives you an illusion. That was a sign from Yah. My grandfather teach me that anything with blue eyes that you see was an illusion. It wasn't for real. It was fake, which he was absolutely true. Just like Grandpa taught me that the freak of nature, which a white man is a freak of nature. He's a Neanderthal, traces his history 50,000 years ago, came into existence as a Neanderthal. He's a freak of nature, meaning that when you look at his shadow, it's black, just like me and yours, but when we look at his face, it's white. That means that he ain't casting a true shadow, Grandpa say. That's a freak of nature walking around. He ain't one of us. That's another way that they taught the children through rituals and signs about this white boy was a freak of nature, not you. He was a subhuman. That's what his cousin, his brother called him, and he's a subhuman now. He ain't never, he's the descendant of one with those mentality of the subhuman. And you had to know who the subhuman is, 2014. You see, just like your Bible said, ain't no, nothing would come a time that nothing would be hid. And the mysteries of God's, and that's plural, would be known. Well, what goddamn time do you think it is? It's that time. Especially if you're hearing these voices right here of the people, the 5%ers. And this knowledge is only for 5% of people, because this ain't for your mama and your daddy and your sister and brother. Because if you look around, most people that have this knowledge, you ain't got to say, look at your brothers and sisters and say, you damn not the only one that believe like that. So you in this thing by yourself. That's why I say only the people with certain DNA would pick up this knowledge. This knowledge is not for everybody. It's only for the people that has the DNA to pick this up. And it's when you understand this and can understand that the black human, well, I don't like that word black. I like the colored human, or the colored being that became a human being. By nature, he or she is endowed with a highly functioning chemical that runs through your body, that creates all of your body functions and activity. The colored human is distinguished from all creations on the earth. You have these highly number of organs and body systems that contain high concentration of chemical that is black in color. And this chemical is called in today's society melanin. And it is responsible for manufacturing and sustaining life on this planet. Melanin is located in important areas. It's located in your central nervous system, which holds that part that you can't see, that these molecules be holding them, that what sister was talking about, the electrical part of them chakras together. And this put your nervous system on automatic, and then your nervous system has to have certain glands that the neoendocrine gland system kicks in, and then all of your internal organs kick in just from this little black substance called melanin. Now, we have many questions to ask ourselves, because Well, we have to ask ourselves, what percentage of melon does a white person have to even keep his white ass alive? And I guess that's the reason he has to keep on multiplying and multiplying and multiplying and multiplying by interbreeding, because the word germanic means to interbreed with the black nation of people. And like Grandpa used to always tell me, great-great-grandfather told me that the earth, look in the earth, he say, little hawk, and tell me what you see. Well, hell, when I looked in the earth, I told Grandpa I see dirt and rocks. That's all I see. Grandpa said, can you look in the earth and find a race of people? I say, hell no, Grandpa, how I'm going to do that? So he said, let's see. He said, black soil, which represent a black race of people, is the best soil on earth. You don't need no fertilizer to grow nothing in black soil. Grandpa said, now let's look at this old clay that your grandmother and them love eating and live up on Clay Hill. That's where Big Mama stayed. My mama's mama stayed on College Hill, but they also call it Clay Hill because none but clay up there on the hill where Big Mama stayed. Everybody come get that clay and eat it. It's real cool. It had all those minerals in it that was good for you, especially a pregnant woman. And I know y'all don't know nothing about that. And so because that's old fogism stuff that the midwives use. But if you go trace it out and see the chemicals in it, you'll find out. So Grandpa say that represent a red man. Them red ass Algonquin tribe that was on the East Coast that sold us out to that damn cracker. That's what Grandpa called white people. He say, and for anything to grow in clay, Junior, he say, you got to add one part black soil to it the first time, and you don't have to add it anymore. If you go on a clay hill like Big Mama had, they had to take black soil for Big Mama and them to grow crops and put black soil with that clay soil and start a crop, 5 acres of crop they started, and then didn't have to put no black soil with it anymore, only use one pour of black. Grandpa say, the next soil that you see is brown soil. That's the Olmec, he say. That's the Olmec tribe. And brown soil, which is called topsoil, only needs black soil one time, and anything will grow in it. Then Grandpa say the next soil is called sand. It is white. Grandpa say, won't a damn thing grow in white sand. You have to add 3 parts black soil every 3 years to white sand so peanuts can grow in Grapeland, Texas. That's what Grandpa tells me. He said that means that every 3 years, a white man uses up and kill free niggas when only other soils in the land only use a nigger one time, but a white man uses a nigger up. And that's how he, as a minority, have made us become a minority. That's what Grandpa teach me when he teaching me in signs and symbols. And some of you might understand what he was saying, and some of you might not understand what he's saying. but it's keys all over to show your black superiority. Now, if we want to go into black superiority on the cracker farm, we go into a book and a science of the cracker that he calls biology. Biology is a science that is two sciences, the study of botany, the study of zoology. When you go into the study of chordates, which is the highest study of the human body, then you will run into a chart called a gene chart of a recessive gene and a dominant gene. Now, that's what we can do, Brother Drew, to prove that this cracker ain't for real and he didn't come here, he ain't a human. So why in the hell he got the same God and all this bullshit you believe? He ain't right. You. He ain't you. And everything in creation has a natural enemy, and he's your natural enemy. And now that he's down here, we got to do. I ain't mad at you. I ain't mad at you for bullshitting me all of these years. I ain't mad at you. It's just the Jews done told off on you, and we know it's the truth that he's telling on his brother. Because now the little nigga can read. You shouldn't have never, ever taught me how to read. Because reading is comprehending. I'm comprehending in 2014 what I'm reading. And what I'm reading is that you is not for real. And your knowledge, we ain't mad at you. We got to live with you. But it's a lot of people, African Americans, that y'all feel like that is his people. We only asking them to come out of him. And we only do that for a certain time, and then y'all kill all you Christian niggas that stay over there with that white boy sitting and kill your ass right along with what white folks say, read your Bible. If your Bible you say is true, then you African Americans got a killing coming on your ass. You better read the 28th chapter of Deuteronomy to understand your cursing and your blessing and your book that say, come out of her, my people. Well, the story runs just like that. And this, you in high-yah country, and high-yah is providing a whole lot of information for you to be an enlightened person, not a smart person. Only white people are smart, but enlightened. You be an enlightened person, and the word Lucifer means enlightened one. So you'll know who the goddamn Luciferian is if you're the enlightened one, because the Luciferian is the teaching that is against the teaching of Yah, which is the original father, ain't a god, your father and your mother, the teaching of reality, the teaching of nature. It's a school of thoughts. It ain't about all this bullshit called religion. It's a school of thought and a way of life. And in 2014, you ought to have sense enough to understand that the 12 law of nature is what is the truth, and that the fall of mankind is dietary. And the only way that you're going to straighten the bullshit up is that you got to create another child that ain't got the bullshit in him. Now, people like most of us probably can't bear children, but you got grandchildren, you got other children, that if you teach this knowledge, and you got children coming up, Brother Drew, I know you got children, I got grandbabies coming up with the knowledge, but look, don't look like y'all won't, ain't got enough, so we have to keep on pumping the knowledge out for the people that that need to hear the knowledge. And I guess we feel like there's some going to come out, but I don't think so, Brother Drew. I think that the biggest exodus of black people leaving Christianity was from 1932 to 1974. And we don't have that type of people, because after you became integrated in 1970, and 4 years later, you see that the Nation of Islam and Ben Amin, them, they wasn't having no people joining them like they were back the other years, because we just trace the history of everybody, Brother Drew. And when you can trace the history of everybody, you can see. And we can see that a mass exodus came out of in white folks' ways. We ain't talking against white folks or mad at white folks. Hell, I ain't got nothing against you. I could care less about you, because that's what the Father told me to feel about you. It's just that our people need to know the truth about you. You down here now, you in control. For like the old folks say, pregnant. But you in control, pregnant. But another control is coming, and we got to endure through these time periods till the other change comes. Because we already know that when we become a piece of energy, we go and come, baby. This knowledge go and come. So Yah knowledge ain't going, the ways of Yah ain't going to never leave the planet. It got misplaced off the planet for the last 4,000 years, and this Magog and Gog have reigned, and they still reigning as we speak right now, but they only reigning because of your dietary laws. If you could understand how this really worked, Brother Drew, if we change our dietary laws, then our babies would change their mind about the ways of this white boy, because all of this, you understand how melon is, that it control your nervous system. And see, your nervous system is the greatest system that's in your body, because it's your mind. That's where your mind is stored. And so if it ain't functioning properly, then it creates a person, a being, that has to be on mind control and drugs. And when you got 85% of the American X generation of people on mind control and drugs, and the toddlers of the X generation of people from 0 to 5 years of age, 45% of them is on mind control and drugs, then if this is so, and this is what they reported on CNN, then if this is true, then we got to treat this as a railroad crossing sign. We got to stop, look, and listen. See, I listen to what these crackers say I listen to what Rush Limbaugh, Savage, Marg Levin, Hannity, I listen to what all of these people say.
The first commandment.
We got what?
2 minutes.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to give a basic of what melon is, and maybe next week when Sister Arlene's phone is lying, they having trouble up there in Cairo, Illinois, with the phone system out there. She live out in a rural community, a Hebrew community, and you know how they are. They ain't going to be in no hurry to fix no Negro's phone, especially if you're a Hebrew Israelite or believe like we believe. They ain't going to be in no hurry. They're going to take their own time. So hopefully next week we'll start back where I gave you just a brief introduction of what melon is, to give you a thing, and you can go and pick up a book called Melon, the Chemical Key of Black Greatness. Is by Carol Barnes. The ISBN number is 1-930097-35-2, but it's Melon, the Chemical Key to Black Greatness by Carol Barnes. You can search that up on the internet and check it out. Until next week, Yah Shalom. Shabbat Shalom.